The following program, The Russ Belleville Show, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate for the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate any illegal activity and encourage all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers on The Russ Belleville Show are their own, and The Russ Belleville Show cannot be held legally responsible for their validity or reliability. Viewer discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it,
and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think that we need to rethink it and criminalize our
to the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The Russ Belleville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Yeah, I hear you. You had a question for me.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belleville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes, and welcome to the show. It is Monday, October 7th, 2013, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. It's also got to be a sad day for the activism community as we lost one of our own last night. Michael L. Malta, a.k.a. the King of Pot, passed away of a massive heart attack last night at his home in Boston. He will be dearly missed by his friends, including Mike Can and all the community out there with the Massachusetts Mass Can Normal, as well as his wife, Valerie, and his daughter, who reported his passing on Facebook last night. Today will be dedicated to the King of Pot. We are going to be playing a video that we recorded just 3 weeks ago in a couple days, with Mike Can and Michael Malta, the King of Pot, on stage at the Boston Freedom Rally, where Mike saw Jody Emery out along the side of the stage and gave up some of his speaking time just to get Jody Emery on stage. So we've got that video for you in what would normally be the Radical Rant segment at the end of the show. Also on today's show, it is Monday, so we have our regular visit from Dr. Mitch Earlywine for our cannabis Q&A. You can call in live at 971-533-7111 to get your questions answered on cannabis science, culture, history, and health. Also, we'll take questions through our chat room. You can get there by going to rad-r.us/420chatroom. Type /login to get yourself registered. The folks in the chat room will help you all the way through. We take those questions at half past the hour, so don't call quite yet. Also on today's show, we're going to go behind the headlines. And today's behind the headlines, we actually have video from High Times Magazine. Actually, it's Bobby Black and Cheryl Schumann appearing on the Geraldo at Large show on the Fox channel. So we will give you that video in our behind the headlines segment. We've also got our 420 radio news. And today for our Daily Toker Tunes, it's Roots Monday. We've got our good friend Bacon Dan will be calling in to give us another Canadian song, I believe. This one is from Great Big Sea out of Labrador. So we'll get that at 20 after the hour. And for hour two today, we will remain dedicated to the King of Pot. We'll be taking calls live at 971-533-7111. If you would like to call in with your remembrance of the King of Pot or to offer your condolences, we'll be handling that in the first half hour of hour two, coming up at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific. We'll be right back with the news. Stick around.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420-friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belleville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belleville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
I'm Radical Russ Belleville, and I want to thank you for listening to 420 Radio. We couldn't survive without you and our sponsors, and I'd like you to check out one of our prime sponsors, the National Cannabis Coalition. I've been working with NCC since June of 2012, and I'm proud to be part of the team they have assembled.
National Cannabis Coalition is building the partnerships with reformers, lawmakers, and industry we need to be successful. Visit the National Cannabis Coalition website at nationalcannabiscoalition.com or the easier-to-remember ncc420.com. That's where you'll get the exclusive first look at my radical rants, as well as informative articles from the nation's top cannabis pundits. Visit ncc420.com today, and if you have your phone handy, text Russ to 420-420 to support NCC and 420 Radio. It's a free text message that helps us help you end adult marijuana prohibition. Learn more at ncc420.com, and thanks for supporting Independent Marijuana Legalization Public Radio.
The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. Please do not give up your precious liberties. There's nothing wrong with standing up for our constitutional rights, and in fact, it's the only way to honor the Constitution that recognizes our natural rights. Treat law enforcement with respect, and respect the Constitution by standing up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, stand up for your rights by repeating, "I respectfully invoke all my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak to my attorney, Omar Figueroa." Omar Figueroa has more than a decade of experience in federal and California courts and graduated from Yale University, Stanford Law School, and Trial Lawyers College. Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215 or on the web at www.omarfigueroa.com.
This is your 420 Radio News for Monday, October 7th, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. Romania legalizes medical marijuana, becomes the 10th EU country to do so, from Huffington Post. Authorized medical patients in Romania may now use marijuana to allay their pain under new provisions in two of the country's narcotic laws. Romania legalized medical marijuana this week, becoming the 10th member of the European Union to do so, according to local reports. Currently, possession of marijuana is outlawed throughout the country. Though recreational marijuana use is still to be prohibited, derivatives of the plant can now be used to treat certain medical conditions, such as epilepsy, cancer, and sclerosis. The Czech Republic, France, and the Netherlands are among the countries in the European Union that have legalized the use of medical marijuana products. Colorado mom visited by Child Protective Services for treating son with cannabis. This from New York Daily News. Sierra Riddle learned a year ago that her son Landon, 3, had an aggressive form of leukemia. Age 3. Doctors in their hometown of Salt Lake City began the standard treatment of radiation and chemotherapy, which took a heavy toll on his little body. In January, Landon began taking liquid forms of THC and CBD, two compounds found in cannabis. Miraculously, his cancer began to retreat. Landon went off chemotherapy in early July and continues to take his 4 liquid capsules of cannabis compounds per day. Last week, local news reports showed Landon as a happy, healthy-looking little boy, running and playing as any 3-year-old would. But doctors are concerned that stopping Landon's chemo treatments may put his life in danger. After a Colorado doctor threatened to report Riddle for refusing chemotherapy for Landon, a human services agent showed up at her doorstep last week, CBS Local Denver reported. Riddle told CBS she has not missed any of Landon's scheduled appointments, but refuses to put him back on chemo unless his situation turns dire again. Quote, "I just want to say, no matter what, I am not going to give him chemo, but I'm not going to risk losing him either," end quote, she said. "I'm not going to push it that far." Researchers find chemicals in marijuana could help treat multiple sclerosis, from medicalexpress.com. Multiple sclerosis is an inflammatory disease in which the immune system attacks the nervous system. The results can be a wide range of debilitating motor, physical, and mental problems. No one knows why people get the disease or how to treat it. In a new study published in the Journal of Neuroimmune Pharmacology, Tel Aviv University doctors demonstrate that some chemical compounds found in marijuana can help treat MS-like diseases in mice by preventing inflammation in the brain and spinal cord. Besides THC, the most plentiful and potent cannabinoid in marijuana is cannabidiol, or CBD. The Tel Aviv researchers are particularly interested in CBD because it offers medicinal benefits without the controversial mind-altering effects of THC. The researchers took immune cells isolated from paralyzed mice that specifically target and harm the brain and spinal cord and treated them with either CBD or THC. In both cases, the immune cells produced fewer inflammatory molecules. The researchers concluded the presence of CBD or THC restrains the immune cells from triggering the production of inflammatory molecules and limits the molecule's ability to reach and damage the brain and spinal cord. Black employees more likely to report drug testing at work, from BusinessInsider.com. Black employees are significantly more likely than white ones to report working for an employer that performs drug tests, according to new research from the Yale School of Medicine. The finding was true among both employees working in executive administrative roles and for those in technician support occupations. Previous research has shown that black workers are more likely to report working in an office that conducts drug tests. Becker and his co-authors wanted to find out if that was due to discrimination in drug testing practices or because racial and ethnic minorities were more likely to work in jobs that conducted drug tests. What the authors found was that 48.2% of all respondents indicated that drug testing occurred at their workplace. Within those, however, 63.6% of black workers reported working for an employer that drug tested, as opposed to just 45.9% of white employees. Humboldt reacts to drive to legalize pot, from thetimestandard.com. As marijuana legalization advocates prepare another statewide ballot measure, the question remains, will Humboldt County get on board this time? The last time California voters weighed in, most of Humboldt County gave a resounding no to Proposition 19. Southern Humboldt saw 65% of voters oppose the measure, followed by Fortuna at 63%, Willow Creek at 59%, Eureka at 53%, and McKinleyville at 51%. This has been your 420 Radio News for Monday, October 7th, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. When we come back, we have video from High Times magazine featuring Bobby Black and Cheryl Schumann discussing vaporization with Geraldo Rivera on Fox. You're listening to The Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org. We'll be right back. Tokers and Tokettes, Radical Russ here to introduce you to my friend Matt and all the staff at Lush LED Lighting. Growing plants indoors can be a rewarding hobby, but electricity bills can go through the roof. Then you have to cool down all those big hot lights. It can drive a grower insane. With Lush LED Lighting, you can solve many of these issues and double your rewards. If you thought LEDs were... meet the tech of today. Matt and his scientists have developed the perfect light for flowering plants with far less cost and heat. And the results? Let's just say I appear at a lot of events with the masters of indoor horticulture, and the harvests I saw from Lush LED Lighting were big, tight, sticky, and very effective. Check out LushLEDLighting.com right now and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Double your rewards and lower your expenses with Lush LED Lighting. Adam Hand of Handmade Apparel produces quality custom designs for t-shirts, hats, and other apparel. Handmade Apparel is the official design shop for 420 Radio, The Russ Belville Show, Ganja John, and Cascadia Concentrates, among many clients who rely on Adam Hand for everything from short-run custom projects to full-run clothing lines. Adam's meticulous designs are individually crafted and screened in vibrant high-definition color. Visit handmadeapparel.biz to browse the selection of handmade gear or to get a personal quote for your own designs. Handmade Apparel, a proud supporter of 420radio.org.
Funky Roller Ring.
Oh, yeah.
What's happening, Groovy Cats? This is your Funk Master of Ceremonies, Big Daddy, and I want you to join me every Thursday night at 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific, right here at the Funky Roller Ring.
Oh, yeah.
Your home of soul, funk, and disco, baby.
Funky-licious.
It's always a party at the Funky Roller Ring.
e-cigarette or e-cigar is a less harmful alternative.
But to remember that these are not FDA approved and that they're unregulated. It's also important to remember that there are lots of big tobacco companies that are jumping into this market. Their goal is not to help people quit smoking. Their goal is to keep people addicted.
You know, the dirty little secret of the internet, remember when the internet was invented? The dirty secret, I think, is that much of its early expansion was driven by pornography. And I think the same thing is happening with e-cigarettes, which are spreading, as you know, like wildfire among pot smokers, because they don't stink up the place the way a traditional joint does. Bobby Black here in the New York studio can tell us whether my thesis is correct. He's senior editor of High Times Magazine. That's the Bible of pot users everywhere. While the lady to your right is called the Martha Stewart of marijuana. She's Cheryl Schumann. She's the founder of the Medical Marijuana Collective. So, Cheryl, you first. Am I correct? Do you believe that one of the reasons e-cigarettes are taking off the way they are is that pot smokers are using them to beat, you know, getting busted because of the smell?
Well, I absolutely agree that e-cigs or canna-cigs or vape pens for cannabis oils and flowers and tinctures and waxes are outrageously popular. They're expected to be a $100 million industry this year. So it's absolutely popular. And I also believe that, yes, because of the former odors and so forth of smoking cannabis, vaporizers are a much healthier alternative for medical cannabis patients, and it's a much healthier alternative to cigarettes, alcohol, or pharmaceuticals. So to comply with a lot of building issues and restaurants and so forth, it's not only a safer alternative, but allows people to be very discreet with their cannabis usage and also to be a polite cannabis consumer.
And Bobby, how does it work exactly?
Well, what you have is there's a number of different types of pens. There's different attachments. The standard e-cigarette style comes with a nicotine fluid in it, which you would puff. And this is a flavored nicotine glycerin solution, and that's a standard e-pen. But what you see with the adaptations that are being done for the cannabis community, you're seeing all different types of adaptations, different tanks, ones for vegetative matter, for flowers, you know, actual cannabis.
You're like puffing a daisy or something like that?
Well, actual cannabis, you know, or there's also pens that are designed specifically for cannabis concentrates.
So what do you have in that one in your right hand?
This is flavored nicotine oil.
So this is not cannabis or anything illegal?
No, not at all.
So do you light it with like a cigarette?
You just hold the button in and you choke on the...
For which the button?
Hold the button on the center. There you go.
Oof, gee.
And it tastes like caramel mocha.
And this, so it does. So this is not smoke?
No, that's vaporized nicotine glycerin solution. And there are cannabis glycerin solutions available for people who want to choose to smoke cannabis this way.
What about my thesis about pot smokers using this? Is that what's driving this in your opinion? Or is it that it's healthier, that you know, you're not putting fire in your lungs?
I think it's both. I think that it is healthier, it is more convenient, it's better for, certainly for medical marijuana patients who are in medical states. You're able to, it's easier to use, it's easier to control your dosage, and it's much less, rather than smoking a joint or a bong hit or something of that nature, you can just do one little puff of a cannabis concentrate and your pain is relieved instantaneously.
How is High Times Magazine doing?
High Times is doing great. We're celebrating our 40th year in next year, and we have a big celebration planned. And,
40 years, so yeah, isn't it ironic that Newsweek is falling by the wayside and High Times is thriving? And Cheryl Schumann, I don't know how long you've been in the marijuana game, but is it extraordinary to you how far society has come?
Oh, I absolutely agree. In fact, my vape pen, I am vaping CBD right now, which is... Well, CBD is the non-psychoactive ingredient of the cannabis plant.
Oh, it's, don't tell me. I don't want to. Well, yeah, California, everybody's on medical marijuana in California, even the doctors. But I appreciate it. Bobby Black, thank you. Cheryl Schumann, thank you as well.
Oh, yeah, that's our good friends Bobby Black and Cheryl Schumann and with Geraldo Rivera. And I sure hope to God that Bobby was lying about that being nicotine. Wouldn't that be great? Getting Geraldo high on Fox. Hey, we got Stoney and Snap in here, and it's 20 after. So, ladies, what do you say? Match one. Match one Monday. Match one Monday, folks. Match one if you got it.
If he said he swam to China, he would sell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Seven.
Club night turn to sunrise. You know I still ain't done right. Skip my place and take it to your crib. I'm trying to roll a mega joint, rage your fridge. You got the PS3, you love your kid. I'ma play his shit since I got here.
Smoking man.
Woodpipe Smoke Shop and Speakeasy is your source for cannabis community gear in southern Wisconsin. Owners Brian and Tammy Wood are located in Kendall, just outside of Madison, and they've got everything for the smoking enthusiast, including a full assortment of pipes, water pipes, hookahs, bubblers, one-hitters, and so much more. They're open noon to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and can help you with your detoxification therapies as well. Call 608-466-7473 or email woodpipes@yahoo.com for more information. That's 608-466-7473 or email woodpipes@yahoo.com. And as always, go Pack, go!
Have you considered medical marijuana? Double-blind, peer-reviewed studies have found cannabinoid therapies to be successful in treating the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease, ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, brain cancer, chronic pain, diabetes mellitus, dystonia, fibromyalgia, GI disorders, hepatitis C, HIV/AIDS, hypertension, incontinence, MRSA, multiple sclerosis, osteoporosis, pruritus, rheumatoid arthritis, sleep apnea, and Tourette's syndrome, as well as anecdotal evidence in suggesting relief from anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress, plus reduction in the need for narcotic painkillers. Side effects from medical marijuana can include euphoria, relaxation, anxiety, panic reaction, paranoia, tachycardia, dry eyes, dry mouth, concentration and reaction time impairments, appetite increase, and in some U.S. states, arrest and incarceration. But medical marijuana is non-toxic and cannot cause overdose. Medical marijuana, it's not for everyone, but ask your doctor if medical marijuana may be right for you.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belleville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod-safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Roots Monday, featuring the blues, country, folk, and jazz music that birthed the modern sounds we enjoy today. You can get downloads and more information about all our Daily Toker Tunes by visiting music.radicalrust.com. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tune.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And Roots Monday, we might have to change the name of it to Canadian Monday, eh? Because we got Bacon Dan on the line bringing us more Canadian rock. How you doing, Dan?
I'm good. A little bit annoyed because I went to go look at two apartments today and then found out that both were taken on my way to go visit each one of them. So.
No. Well, we wish you the best of luck in finding a place.
Thank you.
So what do we got here for today's Roots Monday tune? I noticed the group is Great Big Sea.
Yeah, Great Big Sea is from the Maritimes of Canada, also where the Trailer Park Boys are from. They are just the darlings of Canada, is the best way I can put it. They've been around for quite a while now. They do a lot of different takes on sea shanties and kind of drinking songs and just songs that you'd hear in the Maritimes of Canada. Being that there's very heavy Scotch influence in the Maritimes, and it's kind of built on the fishing industry and the farming industry. So it's just a kind of, I don't know what the best way to describe it other than it's the kind of stuff you'd expect to hear sitting in Halifax, Nova Scotia, wearing a very, you know, warm wool sweater, and it's cold as hell out, and you've got a cold beer in your hand and a smile on your face.
Very good, very good. Roland Reverend in our chat room wanted to know, so is this now Canadian bacon, Dan?
No, it's funny. As much as I am proud of my Canadian heritage, I actually eat regular bacon more than Canadian bacon. It just happens to be a lot of my folkier stuff tends to be, there's a lot of good folk bands out of Canada, and the sounds up there, you know, even going back as far as Gordon Lightfoot. to. My mom's a huge Gordon Lightfoot fan, so yeah, there'll be some Canadian bands coming through, but don't worry, there'll be some non-Canadian bands coming up quite soon.
Awesome. And one more thing I wanted to ask, if you happen to get a chance to catch the Ed Foreman show on his big anniversary.
Yes, I actually got to meet Danger Aaron from Jackass and Daniel Baldwin. I've got an amazing story to tell about him.
Right on. All right, well, this is Great Big C with Ordinary Day.
I've got my face and I've got four walls around me. I've got the sun in the sky, all the water surround me. Oh, you know. Yeah, I win now, sometimes I lose. I've been battered, but I never bruise. It's not so bad. And I say, hey, 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 it's just an ordinary day. And it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say it's all right. The corner, what keeps her from dying? Let them say what they want, she won't stop trying. Oh, you know, she might stumble if they push her out. She might fall, but she'll never lie down. It's not so bad. And I say, hey, 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 it's just an ordinary day. And it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say it's alright. It's alright, it's alright, it's there's always some sorrow. And it's a double-edged knife, but there's always tomorrow. You know, it's up to you now if you sink or swim. Just keep the faith that your ship will come in. It's not so bad. And I say, wait, it's just an ordinary day. And it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say, I say, hey, hey, it's just an ordinary day. And it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say, it's all right. It's all right, it's all right.
Marijuana and alcohol are the two most popular recreational drugs in America. Marijuana smoking is non-toxic, relatively safe, and has a low risk of dependence. Alcohol drinking is potentially fatal, dangerous to society, and is quite addictive. Marijuana is safer, so why are we driving people to drink? That's the question of the new book, Marijuana is Safer, So Why Are We Driving People to Drink? By Paul Armentano, Mason Tvert, and Steve Fox. Visit Amazon.com or ChelseaGreen.com today to order your copy of Marijuana is Safer, or visit MarijuanaIsSafer.com.
Marijuana legalization is always on at 420radio.org. Make sure you join us for our 5 p.m. Pacific primetime lineup, opening Monday nights at 5 p.m. with Stony Sundays and our good friend Coral Reefer. Then we open up a trio of great grow shows. Tuesday at 5 p.m., Weed Nerd with Subcool from the Emerald Triangle. Wednesdays at 5 p.m., Free Weed with Danny Danko from High Times Magazine. And Thursdays at 5 p.m., Jorge Cervantes TV from Barcelona, Spain. We close out the week Fridays at 5 p.m. with Canada's own Jody Emery and the Jody Emery Show, courtesy of Pot.TV.
Marijuana legalization is always on here at 420radio.org. Make sure you visit the website and become a VIP member today to help us support 24-hour Cannabis Community Radio.
It's time for the Russ Belville Show's Cannabis Q&A with Dr. Mitch Earlywine. Dr. Earlywine is a professor of psychology at the State University of New York at Albany and a leading author and researcher on cannabinoids and health, who pins the Ask Dr. Mitch column for High Times magazine. Get your questions ready in our live chat or call in to 971-533-7111 now.
All right, everybody, welcome to our Cannabis Q&A. We've got Dr. Mitch Earlywine on the line. Hello again, Dr. Mitch.
Hi there.
Oh, we're having a great day here. Glad to have you here. And we always like to give you the first word and let us know if there's been any breaking developments in the world of cannabis science.
Well, that PTSD paper that I'm always complaining keeps getting rejected from journals finally got a revise and resubmit from a journal, so I'm pretty excited about that. The bottom line is people expect cannabis to help with some symptoms but not others, particularly some of the re-experiencing and hyper-arousal that folks associate with PTSD. They're less likely to claim cannabis helps with some of the other symptoms.
All right. Well, so this review and revise, you say, what's the after that, is it get published? What's the steps that this has to go through?
They want a lot of statistical kind of wonky changes and then to incorporate the DSM-5's PTSD definition more, and then they'll, tell me what they think. It's no guarantee, but it's certainly further than I got with any of the other journals.
All right. Well, that's good news. All right. I wanted to ask you a question here having to do with a story we reported today on our 420 Radio News. And this one, researchers find chemicals in marijuana that could help treat MS. It looks like a follow-up study. They in the story, they mentioned the 2011 study. This is out of Tel Aviv, Israel, where they paralyzed mice and then they gave them CBD. But apparently this is another study having to do with interleukin and all sorts of words that I'm not quite understanding. Can you give us the breakdown on what's going on with this MS and cannabis study out of Tel Aviv?
The bottom line is we've got some of the best cannabis researchers in the world right there in one of the smallest countries in the world. And these are the same folks who, first cloned the CB1 receptor, who first identified THC and all that stuff. And as it turns out, the mechanism behind cannabis's treatment for MS tends to be poorly understood. What they've discovered is that, in fact, some of the CB1 receptors are involved, but there are some other pathways as well, and that seems to be how CBD is working, and one of them involves the substance interleukin.
Hmm. All right. And one thing I found interesting in the study, it said that they gave mice THC or CBD, and they seem to find results with both. What is that telling us?
Well, the curious thing is that there may be multiple pathways to this same ending problem and ending solution. So the CB1 receptor and the THC involved certainly seems to be helping, but this interleukin pathway, CBD, doesn't really fire up the CB1 receptor in the same way or much at all, really, suggests that there are, in fact, two pathways. So we're not only learning a lot about cannabis as a medical treatment, we're uncovering some really intriguing things about MS itself.
Hmm. Amazing. And, of course, we know so many patients using cannabis, and of course, it's just anecdotal reports, but they tell us all the time that it does wonders for dealing with the fiery tingling of the skin and the drooping effects that they have. It's just amazing.
Oh, and the crazy neuropathic pain and then some of the general fatigue related to an inability to sleep. No, it's really a medicine that they need to have access to.
All right. Well, we've got some questions coming in our chat room. I also have a question that came in via email from Wayne, who cites Dr. Carl Hart from Columbia University. And I just wanted to say personally, great to see Dr. Carl Hart getting a lot of FaceTime on the media. He's one of our best researchers out there, who says that drugs do not cause addiction, and calling into question this disease model of addiction. The questions he wanted to ask were basically, why aren't all drug users addicts? Is it because people, not the drugs themselves, determine if they're going to be addicted? Is there some component to which the drug does make a difference? He's kind of asking a lot of questions about that concept.
Sure. Well, as Carl has asserted, and in fact, going all the way back to my old pal Stanton Peel, who wrote a book back in the 70s called Love and Addiction, what we're discovering, in fact, is, yeah, there are individual differences in human responses to drugs, and those help predict who's going to at least use more regularly and who might be at risk for problems. But what we've been ignoring all along are these incredibly important situational contributors. So folks with a lot of socioeconomic status problems, folks experiencing a whole ton of stress, and more importantly, folks who don't have alternative reinforcers, other things in their lives that are rewarding besides drugs. So they don't have a good educational system, they don't have good opportunities at work, they don't have strong relationships with friends or family or things like that. Well, what a surprise. They're also at risk for problems, in part because drugs are by far the most rewarding thing they have in their lives.
A follow-up on that, he brings up, why is there no dose-dependent relationship between drug use and addiction? Some people can drink lots of glasses of wine and never become an alcoholic. For others, they drink one glass of wine and bam, they can't stop. Why no dose-dependent relationship?
The clincher, in fact, is more the presence of alternative reinforcers. My student Boaz Levy's done a lot of work on this. Chris Correa down at Auburn, who shows that if you find something else rewarding too, then in fact the link between dosage and problems is really not there. But if you've got nothing else in your life that's reinforcing, you've got no buffers against drug problems, then sure enough we see this large linear link between frequency and quantity of use and drug problems.
All right. Well, let's go to our chat room now where we've got a question from Runaround 666, who wants to know, what is the normal board working on?
In fact, I just got an email from Paul Kuhn. We're talking about more fundraisers, trying to make the most of the money that we do have, and generally strategizing about ways to take advantage of both research and political opportunities in not only Colorado and Washington, but other states that are considering either medical marijuana or legalized.
I know as far as events go, the Key West Legal Seminar is coming up in the first weekend of December. I'm actually going to be down there in Key West and do a little bit of coverage of it for the second year in a row. So this job ain't so bad.
The board was very grateful with last year's, by the way.
Well, thank you very much. And the other point I wanted to make, Normal's got that Super Bowl ad going. Do you have any updates on that?
Alas, we've got pretty much their last thing that they put out is sort of the situation we're in. We've gotten a ton of press about it already, so I feel like that's a step in the right direction, but we don't have a Super Bowl ad guaranteed in hand right now.
Right, right. And that's, you know, I have to think that if there's any point at which humans become involved that get to decide, you know, like a small cadre of people at Intuit get to decide, well, then forget it. We're not going to get a Super Bowl ad about marijuana. But the fact that the people want it and it keeps going so far, that is a win in of itself.
Exactly. I feel like the press we've gotten in some ways is almost as good as a Super Bowl ad. And boy, I have to admit, I've had a dream about having a Super Bowl ad.
Me too. All right. Reefer Rob would like to know, can cannabis exacerbate social anxiety?
Yes, it turns out some of the strains, particularly the sativa strains, and especially at high dosage, social anxiety does increase, particularly in a subset of folks who are a little on the self-conscious side anyway. In truth, we've got splendid 12-session treatments for social anxiety, and a lot of folks respond well to just the old self-help books on social anxiety that often really focus on just social skills training, making sure you're a little more comfortable with the hi, how do you, teaching you how to be a better listener, and then suddenly it's amazing how these folks really turn around.
All right. And I want to remind everybody, we're taking your questions through our chat room or on the phone at 971-533-7111. But if you don't want to be that public about it, you can go to 420radio.org, visit our contact page, and there's a drop down there that'll say Ask Dr. Mitch, and you can send it in by email like Wayne did. A lot of people prefer it to do it that way, and that's perfectly okay with us. I have another question I wanted to bring up just as I was thumbing through the news. I got this story out of Deseret News, which of course is Salt Lake City, Utah. And the headline here is DEA fears flesh-eating drug could end up in Utah. Well, that's pretty scary. So this is the story of Crocodile, this drug that has some pretty nasty side effects. I've seen some of the YouTube pictures of this. What can you tell us about this Crocodile and the DEA's fears?
Alas, I feel like any drug that has the potential to create some of these symptoms, and it doesn't look like this is just a manufactured bunch of nonsense, we do need to be fearful of. Is this the product of cannabis prohibition? I don't know. I'm sure anyone would rather turn to cannabis than the drug that could potentially create all those crazy symptoms. But to call it flesh-eating may be a little bit of an exaggeration, and I don't want folks to sort of then never believe anything else they ever hear in drug prevention programs simply because this is a little bit beyond what the data we have. Nevertheless, the clincher here is always know your source, and by all means, stick to the plant that's got the 5,000-year history of safety.
And I'm wondering, because, you know, we've been through a few rounds of the faces of meth campaigns that the law enforcement brings up about methamphetamine abuse, and I seem to recall some studies showing that, much like the scare about crack babies, a lot of this really had to do more with the, you know, socioeconomic conditions and such than it really did the use of meth. First of all, am I right in that remembrance? And second of all, could crocodile be something like that as well?
Well, all this stuff so far has been confounded by, you know, some meth addicts living some rough lives on a number of different domains. So it's not just meth, but clearly the meth was not helping them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the deal with the crocodile, it's too early to tell. It's just too early to make any predictions about how that's going to run.
And it seems to me that if I'm understanding the reports correctly, that the people who are seeking out the crocodile are people addicted to opiates like heroin or OxyContin, and unable to get that, they turn to the cheaper available drug that rots their leg off.
Sad but true. I'm afraid this is a product of that opiate-seeking behavior. Those drugs are really harsh. They can really grab hold of a subset of people. So by all means, use them with caution, if at all.
All right. We have a question from Lively Libra in our chat room who wants to know if there's any update on the menopause and concentrates connection. I have been working anecdotally on it religiously.
So Mallory and I submitted everything to the IRB. The IRB sent something back to us, splitting some hairs about the way we're asking questions. And then we jumped right on it, sent it right back to them, and so we're waiting for the ethics board.
Okay, okay. And looks like someone in the chat room's listening and asks, you know, this is an interesting question. Does meth help anyone?
Unfortunately, smoked stimulants really don't help anyone. There's a situation and a number of stories about meth during wartime that a few people have said, you know, actually, if I hadn't had this, it really did save my life and all that kind of stuff, but it was orally administered, low dose, single time events that are incredibly rare.
In talking about that issue, sometimes I speak with reformers who say, well, it's just, you know, it's just like Adderall, it's just like these others. But I mean, how much difference is there between prescribed amphetamine stimulants and what we're talking about, street meth?
Generally, it's all got to do with the rate of that blood drug curve. So with meth, we're talking about getting really high really fast. With orally administered prescription drugs like Adderall, it's markedly slower for a markedly longer duration.
Is there
so the
much
opportunity for harm is just much less.
I'm sorry. Is there much in chemical composition that's different, though, between the drugs? I mean,
no, not really.
Not really. Okay. Well, that's the thing.
Amphetamine's amphetamine. What can I say?
Amphetamine's amphetamine. And that's what is interesting to me in how much we demonize the users of the street amphetamines, and yet we overprescribe the Adderalls to the kids. It's really confounding to me.
I mean, our history with the stimulants, Rasmussen has a great book about it just called On Speed, and he really goes through all the history on that, and yeah, you can see we've had a love-hate relationship with this since ancient times.
Oh yeah. All right. Well, it's kind of an all-American thing as far as our Calvinistic work ethic, and the more you work and the more more productive you are, kind of, I think, drives people toward that in some respect.
Oh, I agree.
All right. Well, Dr. Mitch, I want to thank you so much for joining us every week here in our Cannabis Q&A. And folks, if you didn't get your question in this time, just tune in next week. We'll be right here. We'll see you later, Dr. Mitch. Thanks for joining us.
Have a great week, Russ.
All right. When we come back, we're dedicating it to the King of Pot, Mike Malta.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420 friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Ever wonder how often to change your bong water? The most effective method for baking pot brownies? The best destinations for a ganja getaway? How to hide herb in your car? Whether to grow your own? How precisely to legalize it? Or how something as wonderful as marijuana ever got to be illegal in the first place? Finally, you can find all these answers and much more in the official High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook, featuring 420 things to do when you're stoned. Since 1974, High Times magazine has covered marijuana in all its aspects and wonders, from cultivation to legalization to the herb's enduring and exalted place in popular culture. Packed with inside information, the official High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook wove all of this collected wisdom together into a single indispensable ganja guide, including an entertaining look at marijuana's history, profiles of herb-friendly travel destinations and festivals, favorite potluck recipes from the High Times staff, smoking skills, advocacy and activism, essential marijuana movies and songs, profiles of famous cannabis strains, comprehensive growing information, celebrity endorsements, and much more.
This is the brain activity of a normal 14-year-old. This is the brain activity of a 14-year-old after smoking marijuana. If you use pot, you're not using your brain.
I'm Sub Cool from Team Green Avenger. At TGAGenetics.com, we are working on the leading edge of medical strains. Our strains are rigorously tested for THC, CBD, THCV, and other critical cannabinoids. Know your grow. Check out our genetic diversity at TGAGenetics.com, the home of Jelly Bean, Jack the Ripper, Vortex, and other award-winning cannabis strains.
The Russ Belville Show. Chat is for friends 18 and older. We expect our chat to be civil, mature, and free from excessive profanity. If you don't like these rules, there are approximately 6 billion other chat rooms with lower standards that you can visit.
You want answers?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
You want answers?
You have offended my family?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
And you have offended a Shaolin temple.
You can't handle the truth!
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Hoo-ah!
Radical Rant.
Folks, today the Radical Rant segment is dedicated to Michael L. Malta, a.k.a. the King of Pot, who passed away last night from a heart attack. I wasn't able to find his age, but judging from all appearances, he was my age, or maybe a slight bit older, but, a contemporary. And I don't have a great eulogy to give because I hardly knew him. I met him at the Boston Freedom Rally in 2009 briefly, and then met him again at the Boston Freedom Rally just 3 weeks ago. And I wished it was one of those situations where you wish you would have known someone better, but being across the country like we are, two different coasts, kind of hard to do sometimes. I definitely respected his work. We kind of did a lot of the same work, East Coast versus West Coast. Although it's not a versus thing, he had his King of Pot Productions and did a lot of video and podcasting with Mike Can, did a lot of activism work, spoke at all the events and dedicated, a lot of his free time, for free, as a lot of us activists do, and just gave and gave and gave and gave. And one of the memories I'll have at the Boston Freedom Rally is him, getting his 80-year-old father to smoke marijuana for the first time. And that video is available. You can check that out on Mike Can's Daily Motion account. He gave many great speeches at this year's Freedom Rally. I recall him being on stage with Mike Can when he saw Jody Emery out there in the crowd. And that's the video we're going to show here next, of them pulling Jody Emery out of the crowd to get her up on stage to speak. He was also on stage with Cheryl Schumann and our own Lively Libra and Sharon Ravert, Georgia Mom for Marijuana, as well. He's a great guy. He was very friendly and welcoming and compassionate and just a really good host for the city of Boston, good representative of the Massachusetts cannabis community. And I know a lot of people are going to miss him. And it just reminds me and reminds us all that Our time is not guaranteed at all. You never know when someone you care about or someone who's important to you is going to be gone. So make sure you reach out to them and reach out and let them know that you care about them. And understand that we all are in this together. We're in this web. We're in this fabric woven together. And what happens to any of us affects us all. And a lot of the people in Boston who knew him directly, a lot of people with MassCAN that worked with him directly, their hearts are grieving. And of course, his wife and his daughter, their hearts are broken tonight. And we understand that. But to all of us in this community, we feel this kind of loss, because the kind of people who will step up and do this are few and far between, especially the kind of people who have the sort of talents and abilities and access that someone like Michael had, that can stand up and year after year after year do this. And it can take a lot out of you. Trust me on this one. It can affect a lot of areas of your life. So this section of the Radical Rant is dedicated to Michael L. Malta, the King of Pot. We're going to go to his video here at the last Boston Freedom Rally just 3 weeks ago with Mike Cann and Jody Emery.
Wow. We're live. I can't talk up a thing. I'm sorry. How's everybody doing out there? How do you love this freedom we're having right now today? You're all up there. You're smoking this wonderful herb. And you're not going to jail like years before. Why? Because we changed the laws here. That's why. It was you guys that helped change the law. So you can all give yourselves a hand of applause for helping change these laws. But we're not through yet. And my brother in the movement right here, he's got me political. I used to do a lot of entertainment in, but I'm coming out political now. And I'm going to turn it over to Mike. He's going to tell you what's going on here.
Now we've talked to a lot of politicians, and we've won two huge election wins in this state. No one thought we could do it. We didn't have any politicians on our side. Cut that fucking shit, dude. People want to hear the words. They don't want to hear your background. Listen, we can do this. 2016, we're running a campaign here. We need you to get registered. We need you to talk to the city council. They fucked with us again this year. It don't need to happen. You need to get involved. We need you.
You guys are the ones that got to go out there and vote.
And these politicians will listen to you.
They're listening to us now.
We go in there, they don't know what to think of us. At the end of the meeting, they agree with us. We need more of you guys to do the same thing. Call your city councilor. Call your state rep. It takes 5 minutes. If everybody here did it, we'd have it legal, not 2016, tomorrow.
How many of you want to legalize tomorrow? Being able to walk down the street and smoke it just like a regular cigarette would. That's the way it should be.
And we got a lot of support here. If you look around today, we got Russ Belville over here. Let's hear it for Russ Belville.
Russ Belville!
This guy's been doing radio. He's been doing the movement for a long time. We also got, I just saw her, Jody Emery.
You know Jody!
Mark Emery's wife. He's here today. We're up on stage.
Where
right
is
now.
Jody?
We need Jody Emery.
Where is Jody Emery?
The dying rest
of the
state.
Everybody look at this man.
Let's hear it for her.
Look at the shirt that I'm wearing. This is the man's wife. You don't know this story. You need to find out. Jody, you around?
And we're running the campaign. We're going to legalize in 2016. We need your help. Join MassCAN. Check out our websites. We're running. Right here. We don't want to grow weed for you. We want you to be able to grow weed for yourselves. Can I say that again? Say that again, Casey.
Grow weed for yourselves.
So who are you going to vote for?
That's right. Because we're going to change these laws, and we're going to make sure that these laws are good for all of us. And I just want to say, right next to me, I got the proud honor to have Jody Emery, and I'm shaking because I idolize the man that she's married to. And I've been following this man, Mark Emery, for many, many, many years. And the reason why I came out the way I did as the King of Pot was because I watched what he did in Canada. He was a Canadian activist and had balls. He stood up for the cause. He did it for all of us, and our own DEA went into Canada and put him away. Not right, and that has to change. And this woman's been going around for a number of years getting that information out to everyone.
Let's hear it for Jody.
Let's hear it for Jody Emery.
Calgary.
Hi, Boston. I guess I'm a bit early on stage. Maybe I'll speak again later. I don't know how much time I have. But holy smokes, you guys, you have no idea how awesome this is. Back in 1994, my husband, Mark Emery, the Prince of Pot, began selling marijuana seeds to you, the American people, and people all over the world. He said, when you buy my marijuana seeds, I will give millions of dollars to the marijuana movement. Mark did that. He spent every dollar from the seeds raised on court cases, on ballot initiatives. Colorado, we got Washington, D.C. legal because of Mark. Mark did so much for the American people. He said, plant the seeds of freedom and overthrow the government.
Overthrow the government.
Don't
let the government control you.
Mark Emery said, overthrow the government. And for that, the United States government went to my country of Canada, stole him, and brought him down here facing life in U.S. prison for his activism and for funding the American and global marijuana movement. They admitted that was the reason. He took a 5-year plea deal so he wouldn't die in prison. I just saw him last weekend down in Mississippi. And let me tell you, when you go somewhere like Mississippi and you come someplace like this or Seattle Hemp Fest, you're blown away by the difference and you realize that even though you are here today free to celebrate freedom and fight for more freedom, many others are not free, and while you have access today, people are suffering and dying in different states, your own neighbors, your brothers and sisters, they need your help too.
Yes, they do, that's why we're here. That's why we're here.
Keep fighting, get involved, keep pushing. You got that medical marijuana and deep cramp? Canada doesn't have any of it. You guys, keep it up, because you're leading the example for the world.
Yes.
You are leading the example for the world. Keep it up. Please keep it up. I'm going to wrap up to let the music get on stage. And I think I'm back here to speak again later. I hope I'll get a few more words in. My name is Jody Emery, Cannabis Culture Magazine, Pot TV, and my husband, my hero, Mark Emery, the Prince of Pot, in prison. Home next year, let's hope.
Thank you, Boston!
Thank you, Boston!
That's right. Mike Cann, the King of Pot, and Jody Emery there at the Boston Freedom Rally. He will be missed, that's for damn sure. Rock out with a little Pantera. Revolution is my name to take us out. Herb Thrasher would be proud. All right, that's all the time we've got here for Hour 1, the Russ Belleville Show. But stay tuned for Hour 2. Toker Talk Radio is up next. We'll be taking your calls live at 971-533-7111. If you'd like to call in and reminisce your memories of Mike Cann, of Mike Malta, the King of Pot, we will be taking your calls. 971-533-7111. We've also got Stoney and Snap in the house. We'll talk with the ladies when we come back. And we'll also talk with you. Thanks for joining us here on 420radio.org. I'm Radical Russ for everyone here at 420 Radio. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belleville Show. The Russ Belleville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you